התלמידים, האורחים, מורי ורבותיי, I would like to take this opportunity and to share with you a few aspects how we really can get excitement about לימוד התורה. Because if people learn and they don't have the excitement about לימוד התורה and don't feel happy about what they learn, we can miss everything. But when we have Abba Satori, we can grow tremendously. We would like, and we say in this way, Kazuch who created us with five senses. One of the five is our eyes. The unique about our eyes, first, we can take from everyone almost everything. Not to eat, not to sleep, not to have freedom. One thing we cannot take from anyone, and this is how to look for different situations. What happened to us or what happened around us. This is completely, completely our decision. To make this clear, I finished to give shiur someplace. Old men come and say to me, give me a few pieces of paper and ask me if I can read about what he write and tell him what he feel. He's to have five concentration camp. They kill all his family. They come to camp number five, they take his name, they give him a number. The number is 116990. It means one before him get one number less, one after him get one number high. They almost destroyed. No family, no name. And after a few days, but almost they give up. He said, wow, what kind of number get? 116990. 9 plus 9 is 18. Plus 6 is 24. Plus 1 is 26. 26 is equal to the name of Hashem, Yudke Bavke. It means, Kalbuchu, you watch me. You go to save me, to protect me. The way how we decide to look at this situation, this helps him not to give up and to grow tremendously. To grow tremendously. More of it unique about our eyes, when we see the wife of Lot, when she turns the face for a few minutes, a few seconds, to see what happens in Sodom, she not only died on the spot, all the body changed to salt. Why? She make double miracle. She died, this is safe. Big miracle. Why? Make us a miracle to change the body to salt, because the Torah come teach me any place what I look, this is the place what I stay. This is two things. Step A. First, we need to understand when we come to growing Torah in Yirat Shamayim, to Mitzvah in Torah, first we decide how to look of every situation. No one can take this from us. Second, any place what we look is exactly the place what we stay. Our eyes take us to the place what we look. And this explains to us why so necessary to understand the major mistake what every one of us do in life, we not believe enough about our potential. How much we can grow, how much we can develop, how much we can do great things. Many times say, somebody else will do this. He's more smart, he has more knowledge. This is a major mistake. We need to believe about our potential. And where we find this? In the beginning of the creation. When God creates the world, every day in creation, we find, because God will say, Kitov, Kitov, when He finish to create all the world and He create us, the Pasuk says, V'yar Elokim et kol asher asa, V'hinei tov meod. What is the difference between Tov and Tov meod? What is the difference? Tov is mean harmony. Matzah isha, matzah tov. Ta'amu re'u ki tov Hashem. Is mean is only good, is excellent. What does it mean? Ta'amu re'u ki tov Hashem. What does it mean? Matzah isha, matzah tov. Tov is mean harmony. Me'od is mean something what we don't see and we recognize potential and we can make from this potential real. Who have this knowledge of startup also in Rufnir is Adam. Adam, Chazal Kamet tells us, is same letter of Me'od. Is first step A to have, to come to goal how we enjoy and have excitement about Lumud HaTorah and we have tremendous energy to build and to develop Torah is to believe about our potential and also to have goals and to believe we can catch the goal. When we look at our goal, Chazal Kamet teach us, we can catch the goal. This is unique about our eyes. Is this to sing what we need to know when we walk in to Beit HaMidrash. But the main point is not when you walk in, later, after time. Sometimes we have difficult time. sometimes it's not so easy. How we deal with this? And this is the point what I would like to share so all the time. We find the days between Pesach and Shavuot, three great people work with us. The one is Moshe Rabbeinu. He takes us from Egypt to the desert to Kabbalat HaTorah. The second one is Rabbi Akiva. What Rabbi Akiva, all his students, most of them passed away in this season of the year, in this time of the year, between Pesach to Shavuot. And the third one is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And one end, he was from the original students of Rabbi Akiva, but he's one from the five of our seven, what he survived and he stay longer. All these three stay with us between Pesach to Shavuot. And I would like to walk in and to learn about every one of them, something very interesting, what connect all the three together in Sema Dua. And we start in this way. We know Lag BaOmer is day what we make Ilula to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Ilula is celebration day. How we can celebrate day when we have Yortzeit? Yortzeit is time what we need to learn from the person that passed away. It's a very serious day. How we take Lag BaOmer and make from Lag BaOmer day of weddings, of dancing, of music? How we can do this? This is not the way to come to Yortzeit day. Why we make Ilula? Moreover, if we decide to make the Ilula, why we don't make the Ilula to Rabbi Akiva, the Rebbe of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai himself say to the students, Gemara Begitin Daf Samech Zayin, he say, Banai, Shnu Midotai, Shnu Midotai, Trumot Mitrumot Midotav Shel Rabbi Akiva. It means, what I have is only few percent from all the greatness of Rabbi Akiva. We do not understand what this means, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. For sure, we cannot understand what this means, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai himself say, he's bigger for him tremendously. Moreover, so interesting. The Gemara says, Masechet Yevamot Daf Tet Zayin, Atahu Akiva ben Yosef, Sheshimcha Olech Misof HaOlam Ve'ad Sofo. Atahu Akiva ben Yosef, Sheshimcha Olech Misof HaOlam Ve'ad Sofo. As Kama Mitzvah Eitan and say, in Yevamot Daf Tet Zayin, Misof HaOlam Ve'ad Sofo, Begimatria 564 time, we find the name of Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara. We find the name of Rabbi Akiva in Gemara. And moreover, Rabbi Akiva is also Otzar Balum. The Gemara saying it in Otzar Balum Begimatria is 375 time. What we find the name of Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara. We find the name of Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara. What Alcha Kemoto? What Alcha Kemoto is Rabbi Akiva is so bigger. Why we not make Ilula? Rabbi Akiva passed away. Moreover, Moshe Rabbeinu not understand the Torah of Rabbi Akiva. Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the question what we want to ask. It's again, short and clear. The part of the question, why you make Ilula to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai passed away. It's not time to make celebration. This is time to learn from his Mehalech, to learn from his Minag, and to take this with us. This is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Moreover, if we make Ilula, why we not make Ilula to Rabbi Akiva? The Rebbe of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rebbe of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he is the pillar of Torah Shebaal Peh. We need to make Ilula for him. His explanation is follow. Listen, Olam Haba Ba'olam Hazeh. Mamash Pilei, 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 Pilei. When we look in the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, in Daf Lamed Gimel, what the Gemara come and teach us about the life of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gemara come and tells us, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai spent time in the cave 12 years. After 12 years, the king died. And Eliyahu looked for volunteer to walk in, to tell him, you can walk outside. You can walk outside. The king died, you don't need to worry for minutes. He come outside, he not understand what going outside. He look, people wake up in the morning, run to the train, ride to the plane, to walk. How manichim chayei olam oskim b'chayei sha? How this happened? Every person they look is burning. Echo sends them back to the cave for 12 months. After 12 months, Echo come and say to them, now you're ready to go outside. What is very interesting about this, we see the life of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai go around the number 12. He spent 12 years in the cave A. When he come outside, Echo send them back to the cave. And when he come outside, it happened after 12 months. And when he come outside, his son-in-law, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, רבי פנחס בן עיר taken to בית המרחץ. When he taken to בית המרחץ, and he see how רבי שמעון בר יוחאי look, he feels so sad and he start to crying. רבי שמעון בר יוחאי asking, why you crying? He say, רבי, look, he's so sad to see you this way. He say, listen, you need to feel happy. You know why? Because before the cave, any question not I ask you, רבי שמעון בר יוחאי say to his son-in-law, רבי פנחס בן עיר, you give me 12 answers. Now, after the cave, if the question what you will ask me, you give me 12 answers. Again, before the cave, I ask a question, you give me 12 answers. Now, any question what you ask me, I give you 24 answers. You see, from all this Gemara, all the life of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai go around the number 12. Moreover, exactly same about his great Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva returned with 12,000 per students. When Rabbi Akiva makes the deal with Rachel, he go to learn, they're not this set for how many years. He go to learn, the Gemara say Nedarim, Dafnun, he go to learn by Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. And when he learned by Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, he learned 12 years. After 12 years, he come back. When he stay close to his house and he want to knock on the door, some Russia say to his wife, look, your husband, he's a terrible person. What he do to you? He leave you 12 years alone. Definitely he will never come back. Your father is right. What he don't give you anything and he don't talk to you. And she answered to this terrible person, to this Russia, if he listen to me, from my perspective, he can go to the other 12 years to learn. I don't understand why this Russia come after 12 years. Why this Russia cannot come after 5 years, after 3 years, 7 years, so many years, he don't come back. Why wait until 12 years? And why, when Rachel listened to this Russia, she answered to him and she said to him, from my perspective, he can go to other 12 years. What going here? How the number 12 go around all the life of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and all the life of Rabbi Akiva? Because remember, Rabbi Akiva started to learn age of 40. Until this age, he say, me, telling Talmid Chacham, ve'en shechenu kechamor. And the Maral come and ask, ve'en shechenu kechamor? Normally, who give bite? Dog. Because dog only give bite to the flesh. Chamor also broke the bones. It's made Rabbi Akiva completely out of any flavor of Torah. And he now start to learn. And how his life start? With 12 years of learning. How his life go to other stage? Other 12 years. How many students he come back? Or 24,000? Twice 12? Or 12,000 per? How we explain the life of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the pillar of the inside of the Torah, and the life of Rabbi Akiva, both of them, all the life go around the number 12. How we can explain this? The answer is, when we ask ourselves what few numbers stay in the top, what we use every day, it's for sure what answer we will give, what numbers we use every time, number 7, Shiva Yemei Shabta, 10, 10 Makot, 10 Ma'amarot Nivra HaOlam, this is number, 8 Yemei Mila, number 40, 40 Yom Niven Efechet, Mabul was 40 days, Noach in the Teva, stay in the time of the Mabul, and the Mabul take, I always say 40 days, Malkot is 40, Mikveh is 40. These numbers, what we can put in the front, 7, 3, 10, 40. But in Chazal, when you look carefully, the number will take place more from any other numbers. In Chazal is number 12. And I make with you a little bit tour in many places in Zushas, and you see how the number 12 take place more from any other number. זה גמרא שני יום הדף קפה. 12 דדים לכיור. The sinking of the Mikdash, when the Kohanim need to wash the hand and the leg, have 12 places what they can have to wash, because they need to work minimum 12 people together. 12 חודשים לחמה. 12 חודשים לחמה. 12 months to the ear. How many persons need to stay in the city and to fill one of the city is יודבט חודש. 12 חודש. Be prepared for wedding, נותנים לבתולה לפרנס את עצמה before she married. חזל continue and tells us, נוח, stay in the תיבה 12 months. Am Israel stay in around our Sinai 12 months and they enjoy, appreciate the Torah. 12 חודש, חזל come and tells us, 12 mazalot, we have in the ear. 12 sing, we have anyone not marry wife, he get 12 gift from his wife. Ratzon, Ezer, Choma, Chaim, Osher, Bracha, Shalom, Simcha, Kapara, Atara, Kavod v'Tova. Moreover, 12, Chazal Kamen tells us, Yamim v'Shana, Chalil, Makel lifnei HaMizbeach. And get, we write 12 line. Gematria of get is also faith. And we see many, many more places. Why is the number 12 take so much space in Divrei Chazal all over? What is so unique about this number? When you look to all the lists what I mentioned, we see something very, very interesting about the number 12. We know week is process. Week, every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu create and develop this world. Week is process. We have other time, what a few weeks together, this is months. But year is not process. Year is mean circle. We close all the circle. Kama ye adam ve'ye ben ir, how long you need to stay in the city, how long you need to stay to come a citizen? 12 months. Noach need to stay in the Teva 12 months to come more sensitive to animals, to come more sensitive to other people. And in this way, when he stay in the Teva 12 months and he care about animals, tomorrow he will care about people also. And all the list what we mentioned, we can see the number 12 is mean closed circle. And what does it mean? To explain this clearly, we know in Jewish life, what is the way to walk in? We say, Slichot Nachainu Beyosher Ma'agal. Yosher, to go Yosher, is mean to understand the ways to see all the picture. But not every time we can see this immediately. Chazal Kamet tells us, after Kriyat Yamsuf, what happened to Miriam and all the Nashim, Vatitzena Kol Anshim Acharea, Betupim Ubimcholot. Bitupim ubimcholot. All the men, only songs. The women dance circle. Why? Because Miriam watched the brother Moshe, 3 months old, in the river. The chance for him to stay alive is zero. All these 3 months that he stay in the house, before the Egyptian come to check if he's boy or girl, they decide the best place, if we have any chance to save him alive, is in the river. Because in the river, no one allowed to walk in, except Paro. No one. This is God, and Paro is God. Li Yori Vani Asitine. It's a big possibility in this place. Nobody go to look for children. And she can't save him. But what happened in this day? Bat Paro come to the river. She allowed to walk into the river. She is Bat Paro. Na'arotea olchot al sfat hayom. They're not allowed to touch the water. Water from the river go all over the places. But from the regional, from the place of the river, of the Yor, nobody allowed except the Paro and his family. And now Bat Paro comes, the chance for this baby to stay alive is almost zero. But with the tzevach oto mirachok, ledea ma yaseh lo. What do you mean? The tzevach oto mirachok, ledea ma yaseh lo. Ledea ma yaseh lo. Pirush hadavar, ma yaseh lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She believe he will stay alive. How? She don't know. But she never miss for minute, for second, the emuna. He will stay alive. Now, what happens? This baby, years after, he takes the water and push on Paro himself. Exactly the same, all our mothers in Egypt, the men say to the wives, no more children, we don't want to create new generation of slaves, no way to create new generation of slaves. And the woman saying, no, it's new generation of Bnei Chorin, we will leave Egypt, we will go out of Egypt, it's no question. The way to see this, practically zero. But they have the emunah, they only create, this emunah is create the beginning of the circle. But they believe this circle will close, we will see all the picture. If not today, tomorrow. If not tomorrow, one day we will see this. For this reason, when this miracle happened, after Kriyat Yam Suf, and what happened after Kriyat Yam Suf? After Kriyat Yam Suf, what happened is, Vayara Yisrael et Mitzrayim et Asfat Hayam. It's not Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, the essence of Mitzrayim is dead, is finished, is done. Now, Vatitzen HaKol Anashim Achayim, Betupim Ubimcholot. Tof is also circle. And Machol is mean, they deserve to see all the circle. And in life, many times happen to us. We really want something. And we do a lot of effort to get this. Later, we not have this. And it sometimes we feel upset. But later, what we say to ourselves, thank God it's not happened. Because when we see all the circle, everything comes clear. Exactly says the Gemara saying, Masechet Ta'anit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come, say, Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasot machol l'tzadikim, והוא יושב ביניהם. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put all the tzadikim in circle, and he sit in the middle. Why he sit in the middle? Why he sit in the middle? And why everybody need to sit in the circle? It's a simple explanation, because in this way, everyone can see to each other. But in the other explanation, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sit in the middle to show, he stay same from everyone. No one has stayed in the front, some people stay in the back. Everyone is safe, same from everyone. But now we have other explanation. I tell you, so machol tzaddikim. The tzaddikim who have the emunah, the people who never give up, the people who believe tomorrow is also day, and what do not see the circle today, we'll see the circle later. All these people now can see how the circle come close completely, they see all the picture, and they see what they do was right. What they do, this is right. It's for this reason, the number 12, what represent close circle. Yaakov had 12 children, everyone in his way, but all of them together, close the circle, all of them together, give us the pillars of Klal Yisrael, what we have. And exactly all this, what all the number 12 what we mentioned. Now look what happened to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai ran to the cave. He stayed in the cave 12 years. 12 years he stayed in the cave, and when he stayed in the cave 12 years, is mean, and after 12 years the king died, he finished to get other stage of life. What definitely he cannot get this if he stay in normal life. He come to other stage, almost angel. But is mean is close circle of other level of Torah, what no one before can get this. Only in this situation of life. This is what he gets. Now he go outside. And you see, people outside go to work. You don't understand how can happen. People don't study Torah non-stop. Every opportunity what they have. Any place where they look is barren. Echo sends them back to the cave for 12 months. You need to say, what's going on? What's the problem? What did I do wrong? I learned 12 years in the cave. It was very, very difficult for me. And I never missed 1 minute. Why you send me back? Because they go out. Not belong to this world. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai never say one word. He never say one word to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He go in because he understand. If you close one circle of level of Torah, of stage of Torah, what you not have been before, now need to close other circle, how to give the Torah to everyone in the place what you do. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us differently. HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us. Everyone differently. Everyone have different DNA. But all of us, we have one goal. And the goal is to bring Kvod Shamayim. Our goal is to make space to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our life. This is our goal. And everyone do this in his field. Everyone do this in his area. One is doctor, one is lawyer, one is businessman. Everyone in his area. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai understand he need to close other circle. Not only circle of level of Torah, what he understand everything in other level. And the picture come more clear about his life, about Bechlal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also other level, but belong to other people. To understand and to appreciate from everyone, because everyone is different, everyone have different mission, but all of us have one goal. And the goal is to Marbe Kvod Shamayim. This happened to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But how Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai have this knowledge not to give up? How Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai don't complain? When Kadosh Baruch Hu said to him, go out from this world, it's very sad. As the first reaction is, what does it mean? What did he do wrong? No, he understands this immediately. He sees it by his great Rabbi Akiva. What happened with Rabbi Akiva? When Rachel and Rabbi Akiva decide, together he go to learn. They're not decided for many years, but he go to learn in the Samidrash of Rabbi Yehuda, how the Gemara came to Tezaz, Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. And then he learned 12 years. I mean, after 12 years, when he started to learn, he understand, accomplished, he understand, he build himself to the level, but he can go back to his wife and say, this is our deal, I feel my promise. I get stage unbelievable about Torah. Now, he returned back home. Rachel, in this time, some Rasha come and say to Rachel, look, your husband is terrible. He leave you alone. He never come back, not care about you. Why is this Rasha come after 12 years? This Rasha is mean Yetzer Hara. This Rasha is mean some from inside of Rachel come and say, look, you make a decision? You make wrong decision. And this is what she feel, and she give answer to himself loudly. I make a decision. It means if you come, Yetzer Hara, to attack me now, to say to me, to give up Rabbi Akiva, I want to tell you something. If my husband listen to me, and he want to get other stage, other circle of life, to get other madriga, I not care if you go to other 12 years. When Rabbi Akiva listens this, he understand in the level of his stay, he can go back to learn other 12 years. He get permission from his wife. And interesting, when this Rasha come again, when Rabbi Akiva ready to come after completely two circles of 12 years, and he comes with 24,000 students, big parade, same Rasha come back to Rachel and say, don't go to see him. He don't care about you. He don't know how you look. He don't know where you live, what you do in your life. And she said to him, give me a break. I know very well my husband. He know me very well. I go. He know exactly who I am. And I know exactly who is my husband. And when she start to go, and obviously people say, lady, what do you do here? This is the area of the man. Go to the other side of the woman. And Rabbi Akiva recognized this conversation from the place where he stay. And he makes sign to his students to make space. And she walk in. And she come close to him. And around them, 24,000 students. And people don't understand what's going here. They don't know she is his wife. But when she stay close to him, what he say to all the students, every Torah which you know, and you know a lot. And what I know does not belong to us. It belong to my wife. This is Rachel. Sheli v'shelachem shela. And later, when Rabbi Savu understand what kind of son-in-law he had, and he give back to his daughter everything, and she go back to the high style of life what she had before, and Chazal come tells us, she dressed so nicely and so pretty every day, the daily life. The students come and say, Rabbi, it's not nice. How she dressed so fancy every day, it's not wedding. I said, you have to dress maybe more quiet, not so nice. You know what the answer to the students, Chazal come and teach us. הרבה נצטערה עם היא בתורתי, הרבה נצטערה עם היא בתורתי, is mean she can do what she wants. All the Torah what I have, all the Torah what she have, everything come from my wife, everything come from my wife. This is exactly what she answered to this Rasha, to this Yetzer Hara. What he answered to him? I know my husband, he also know me. I don't confuse for a second, as we see Rabbi Akiva, when he come back, huge, great, unique man. Special, with so many students, and look what happened after this. Major tragedy, every day over 700 levayot, every day over 700 espadim. It's not so easy. And Rabbi Akiva is older, he started to learn age of 40, he started to teach age of 80, he close to age of under 20, but he passed away. Interesting, he also passed away age of under 20, 10 times 12, it's unbelievable. He's what? How will deal with the situation? What Rabbi Akiva will do? He left only with 5 students. And this, what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai see by Israeli. Rabbi Akiva understand. Rabbi Akiva learn from who? Not to give up. How Rabbi Akiva can do this? He learns from Moshe Rabbeinu. What happened to Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu gave all his life to Am Israel. And Kadosh Baruch Hu give him the Torah. And one day Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he stayed to get the Torah, ready to get the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu say to him, go out from here. Exactly how Echo said to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, leave this world, it's not belong to you. Kadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu, go from this place, it's not belong to you. Why not belong to you? Because Moshe Rabbeinu need to say, come on, I give up. And when he broke the luchot, you know what happened when he broke the luchot? When he broke the luchot, he not broke this and finish. Because Baruch Hu tell him, Erev imeni v'ashmidem, give me green light, I kill all of them, I make you new nation will come from you. And Moshe Rabbeinu come and say, no way, I stay with them all the time. And he broke the luchot for one reason, to teach Am Israel, if something is broke, we can fix, we can take all the pieces and to bring this together. And bring this together, nothing, not close completely. Every time we can change. And look what happened. First luchot, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The stone, the lucha, the tablet, and also HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes this. What happened in second luchot? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, what he say to him? So lecha shnei luchot avanim, you bring the stone and I will write on the stone. It's mean we become partners. It's Rabbi Akiva. Learn this from Moshe Rabbeinu. How I know? Because when Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see, he wait. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to him, wait a little bit. Moshe Rabbeinu asked, why need to wait? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu writes the crown on the ladder. He writes the crown on the ladder. Why he does this? He writes the crown on the ladders? Because atid lavor, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Akiva ben Yosef, he draws tilei tilim shelechot, you go to teach many Torah from only from the crown of the ladders. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, show me him. And you don't understand one word what he teach. You don't understand one word about what he teach. When you don't understand one word about what he teach, until he feel maybe it's new Torah, until one of the students ask Moshe Rabbeinu, how you know this halacha? He say, halacha le Moshe Mesinai. I know what you say, this one, halacha le Moshe Mesinai. And when Moshe Rabbeinu say, when Rabbi Akiva say, halacha le Moshe Mesinai, it's not only I following after Moshe Rabbeinu about the halachot. Moshe Rabbeinu for me is role model. Moshe Rabbeinu is for me from A to Z, not only from Halacha perspective to feel Torah, also from difficult time. As Rabbi Akiva learned this from Moshe Rabbeinu. He broke the luchot not to say, it's done, I not care about Am Yisrael, Chaz v'chalila. I go to teach Am Yisrael how we can take pieces, and from these pieces to build new life. Exactly what happened to Rabbi Akiva. He have only 5 or 7 Gdolei Israel. Pieces, if you can use kind of word, from so many great Tanoim, 24,000. And with these 5 and 7, he understand he need to cross other circle. When they learn, they shtayk Torah yom ha-balayla, but they learn only with the brain. Torah is not from the brain only. Torah first is for the stomach. David HaMelech say, Torah tcha betoch me'ai. Torah is not only in the brain, it's also in the heart. In the heart, Shlomo HaMelech fast 40 days. He fast 40 days. And these 40 days, what he fast? 40 days, he ask one question to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, HaChokhma me'ai timatze. Where I can... Where is the place of the Chokhmah? The brain or the art? The wisdom of the brain or the art? So Baruch Hu said to him, Bnim, Chacham, Libcha, Yismach Libi Gamani. Yismach Libi Gamani. Chokhmah is first in the heart, in the stomach, how David HaMelech say, is what we see from Rabbi Akiva, what we see from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Moshe Rabbeinu, all these three would walk with us day by day in this season of the year. Moshe Rabbeinu from Yitziat Mitzrayim to Kabbalat HaTorah. Rabbi Akiva, all his students passed away from in these days between Pesach to Shavuot, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was one of the students who survived, and he continued with us after the people die and give us more instruction about what he learned from Rabbi Akiva, what we learned from all these three. If sometimes the limud is difficult, sometimes it's not so easy. Sometimes people come and say, come on, I'm not smart enough. Somebody else can do this better. He's a genius. He's foreign. He's a major mistake. Torah, number one, he's in the heart, in the stomach, Toratcha betoch me'ai. Every day we eat. Sometimes people need to take vitamins. Sometimes people need to take antibiotics. What happened to this? It's come to the stomach and through the process, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, it goes to the blood and this keeps us healthy, this keeps us strong, this keeps us satisfied about what we eat. Exactly same Torah. Exactly same. Most of the people who are genius and smart not make a lot impact of Klal Israel in the end of the road. More people. What they feel, they okay, they learn, they're good, they study, they understand, but they learn with the heart, they learn with the brain of the heart. They spread Torah to Klal Israel. They give Torah to Am Israel more for people what smart and unique, because in the end of the road, we can see any generation, any yeshiva, in any place. It's when we take this kind of concept, what Rabbi Akiva, what Moshe Rabbeinu, and Rabbi Akiva, and Shimon Bar Yochai teach us is when time comes a little bit difficult. First is normal. When people learn Torah and time comes difficult, because Torah is a melus, Torah is a giyah, ki hem chayinu v'or chaminu, v'atem advikim, v'ashem alkechem chayim kulchem ayon. Torah is process, what we build, step by step, step by step. But amor, we never give up. Amor, we put our heart about Torah. Not only our brain. Brain is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu also opens the brain of people to understand more Torah when he sees that people give the heart and understand Torah is part of the chayut, part of the physical life. Torah is not some spirituality. I learn in yeshiva, I learn in place. Okay, because we need to learn Torah. Torah make us more happy people. Torah give us more understanding about the life, more calm, a priority about the life. Torah affect us not only spirituality, also physically. This is so unique about Torah, is when we understand this kind of perspective about Torah is really so easy to grow. Again, short and clear before we continue. Number one, we need to understand life, everything's perspective. We decide how to look of every situation. This is in our hand. We cannot blame about anybody. This is our situation, our decision. Moreover, any place what we look is place what we stay. This means we need to have goals in our life, in any field. And for sure, goal in Torah, goal in Avodat Hashem, because this affects all the life. Now, this is everyone have when you start to learn. The first month, with excitement. But later it's become more difficult. Later, sometimes it creates a little bit crisis. Sometimes it creates, it's not for me, I learn something more light. Now, come in this place, a pillar, would give us Torah Shebe'al Peh, Moshe Rabbeinu, pillar of Torah Shebe'al Peh, תורה שבכתב מוישה רבינו, תורה שבעל פה רבי עקיבא, אין אינסטנט זה תורה בשם מרדכי. All these three pillars of תורה בעם ישראל come to teach us the same lesson. And don't say, I'm not Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm not Rabbi Akiva, I'm not Moshe Rabbeinu Yochai. Because Baruch Hu don't test anyone in the situation that he cannot pass a test. People have a mistake. This is test and not pass a test. It's difficult for me. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never give test to anyone if he cannot pass a test. בלימוד, in life, in every single life. אז ממילא, this help us to get the Torah in right way. This Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai would say to us in Gemara in Masechet Brachot, what we need to do, learn Torah all the time, because if you go to work, he say, Masata Deganecha, you come busy with your work all the time. אז learn Torah. Same Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai saying Gemara in Menachot, דף צדיקטט, he say no, if you're busy time, busy schedule, you read קריאת שמה שחרית, you read קריאת שמה ערבית, you also מקיים וגית הרבה ימה ולילה. How we can say, two things, what one contradict to each other, he not contradict to each other. אילו דברים שאין להם שיעור, הוא say every morning, אילו דברים שאין להם שיעור, הפאה והביקורים, why we say this mishnah? Why חזל pick this mishnah to say every morning after ברכת התורה? You know why? Because the end of the mishnah. ותלמוד תורה כנגד כולם. What is mean ותלמוד תורה כנגד כולם? תלמוד תורה, או זה גרק המתיצ'ס, אין לה שיעור לא למעלה, ואין לה שיעור לא למטה. אין לה שיעור לא למעלה ולא למטה, is mean, if you have time, learn more. You're busy in your work, go to work. You have vacation, you have opportunity to learn more, learn more. אין להם שיעור לא למעלה ולא למטה. You go to eat every day, you don't need to learn Torah. You go to sleep every day, you don't need to learn Torah. You go to work, you don't need to learn Torah. But you need to have life of Torah. You need to bring the Torah to your life. But to bring Torah to your life is first to build foundation of Torah. And foundation of Torah, this is the age. From age of 16, 17, and after Kale, after high school, until age of 24, 25, this is the main years. What every student, what everyone build his future about Torah, about life of Torah, about perspective of Torah. As many as this one, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai come and say, not contradict himself. He want to say to us, we need to have both of them. Moreover, this also, how Moshe Rabbeinu get this. We understand Rabbi Akiva, learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. He say, Allah Halim Moshe Messina, he's my role model. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai learn from his great Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, how we deal with this major crisis with 24,000 students died. But how Moshe Rabbeinu get this? Who gives us to Moshe Rabbeinu, Adon HaNeviim? The Torah came to teach us. The first time in Moshe Rabbeinu meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where he meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the desert. And what he see? והנה הסנה בוער באש, והסנה איננו קל, ואמר משה, אסור אנה ויראה את המראה הנורא, הגדול הזה. אינו צא המראה הנורא, אינו צקר, מראה גדול, he's something what is big from the life. How can happen if the bush is dry and full with fire and it never burn? When he come close, הקדוש ברוך הוא talk to him בלבת אש. And what he say to him? מוישה רבינו, you go back to Egypt. How people look outside, you will in shock. Cynical, dry, not care about anything. They will laugh of you. Never give up. Never give up. Don't forget, every one of them have fire inside. Your mission is, first, to bring them to believe about the fire what they have. Second, to help them how to direct this fire outside. And to bring this to daily life. This is your mission. To bring, if you will do this, you will become the great leader and never give up. And this is also what we need to do with our children and with the students. To give to everyone to feel, yes, you can do this. To motivate everyone. Not to complain of them. Not to say it's wrong and it's wrong and it's not right. How you do this? To give them to believe, yes, you can make this. When people get this kind of compliment from parents and from the rabbeim, this for them priceless. And this really brings it to step by step to believe, to do this in a smart way. Step by step to believe, yes, we can do better. We can catch more goals. Because every one of us have fire. And this would keep us exist. We know when we see somebody with have a lot of energy, we say, look, it's fire. How we do this with tremendous fire. This is lead us. Because who create us with mind, afar, ruach, and ash, wind, dirt, water, and fire. But fire lead all the other three. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, and in the beginning a little bit give up. מאז באתי אל פרעה הרע לעם הזה, והצל לא הצלת את עמך. It's come more worse. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I told you, wait, it's not day by day, not one, two, three. It's take time, it's process. Continue. And when Moshe Rabbeinu understand, this would help him to become the great leader, to lead Am Israel in many situations, in crisis, in difficult time, because he say, everyone have tremendous fire inside. And I will teach him. If I not succeed in the beginning, I will teach him in the science, second time, third time. This is exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu, when he broke the Luchot, is meant to create a shock for everyone, how he broke the Luchot. But now he say, we can collect the pieces and to build this back. And this is what we say every day in Birkot HaShachar. פותח את ידיך ומסביע לכל חי רצון. And if somebody don't say this with כוון, and to do this again, what does it mean, פותח את ידיך ומסביע לכל חי רצון? Because we give to everyone what he wants, yes, but more deep, פותח את ידיך ומסביע לכל חי, כמה, פסיק, רצון. Because we give us a motivation, give us a רצון. What we say about נפתלי, נפתלי סבא רצון, הוא מלא ברכת השם. נפתלי סבא, what does it mean סבא רצון? He's satisfied about his רצון. He said this, that somebody go to a restaurant and you have good meal, it's not Tzva Ratzon, the stomach satisfied. Tzva Ratzon is mean, he is satisfied from his ambition, from his excitement. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will do this. In any field in life, if you know to do this in field of Torah, in field of mitzvot, tomorrow everyone can make this in field, in secular field. If you pick this area or another area, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not say to anyone what to do in his life. He never say to anyone what to do, everyone can pick his field. But to connect this with Torah, how Chazal come and teach us? Because we have a few tears every day. Some tears about people that can continue in Rabbanut, in Chinuch, in Hora'ah, etc. To come educators, to come teachers, to come Rabbein, Dayonim, and you go to Azifil. And other few tears, you have about people who go to Rabbones and Dayones and education, and they don't belong to this field. They belong to Azifil. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu give to everyone his space. Feel what is good for you. First, believe about you. The major enemy. What we have in our life is ourselves. For many times we give up so quickly. We not give to ourselves opportunity to believe, yes, we can do this. And this is what our Chazal come and teach us in Yalkut Shimon in Tehilim on the Pasuk. Ani yeshena velibi er. Pasuk from Shir HaShirim, but this is Yalkut Shimon in Tehilim. Ani yeshena velibi er. Amra Knesset Israel, Am Yisrael Seto Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ani yeshena mevis HaMikdosh. Let HaMikdosh, so many generations, and you don't build this. It's done. No, but I'm dash. But libir, but take this to the middle. What do you mean, libir? It's me, our fire is it. We believe about the shul, we believe about the Knesset, but midrash. Tomorrow, with this small fire, we raise this. We also can believe about בית המקדש. אני שינה מן הקורבנות, אומר, לביר במצוות הצדקות, כנת בריר קורבן. We can bring mitzvos and הצדקות to put effort for mitzvah and צדקה and to feel זה כפרתי, זה חליפתי. This means דקת עצים ממוות, because when we give צדקה, it means we give קורבן. It's not only to be only dollar, for sure it's important to somebody. It's to put effort how to help other people. אני שינה ולביר, אני שינה מן הגאולה, אבל לביר, אבל ליבי ער שהקדוש ברוך יגלנו הזמין, הוא סין חזל, how חזל come and say to us, how is this important to believe about our potential. Now, so nicely, כמרה say, in מסכת ברכות דף יוד, any chapter in ספר תהילים, or דוד המלך, like very much, he start with אשרי and he finish with אשרי. Any chapter, start with אשרי and finish with אשרי. אשרי is very beloved word, אשרי תמימי דרך, אשרי המשיכך לו, אשרי אדם עוז לו בך, very beloved word. In the time of the Gemara, Perek Aleph and Perek Bet in Tehilim was one Perek. He's come, Zechatam Sofer, and asked if Ashrei is so beloved word, if Ashrei is so beloved word, is why the Torah don't start with Ashrei? Why the Torah don't end with Ashrei? Come Zechatam Sofer and say, when you look in the word Bereshis, you find all the letters of Ashrei. You look in the word לעיני כל ישראל, the word Israel, the last word, you find all the letters of Ashrei. What extra letters we have in the word Bereshis? Bereshis, except Ashrei, is Bet and Taf. What extra letter we have in the word Israel, except Ashrei, is Lamed. All these three letters create the word Labat. This is mean Labat Esh. Labat Esh is mean Kadosh Baruch Hu. Labat Esh is mean we have fire inside. And this our charger every day. And every day is new beginning. And sometimes it's cloud, don't forget. Every day the sun rise. Cloud move, sun stay all the time. It's all this aspect. When we analyze and we think about this from time to time, this gives tremendous, tremendous motivation to everyone to grow in Torah and to make later in the road, Elat, Elat fruit. אלעת, אלעת פרוט, with the family, with your children. וכאן הוא לומד אותו, our children, about the importance of Torah and the priority of Torah. וכאן הוא לומד אותו, our students. And we really can spread our Torah in many, many areas. And sometimes, also people can also pick other field and work to combine both of them together. And oh, only Torah, any way, what everybody wants. And this is what Chazal Chaim teach us. As if we say, summary, about what we say, short, brief and clear, to have excitement about Torah, to have gishmak about Torah, to continue to learn Torah also when people finish the college, to continue to learn Torah also when you start to work. And everyone have the potential, there's no question, everyone have the potential. But many times we don't believe about our potential. When we give to ourselves from time to time other chance and to do this in the right way, we can grow tremendously in any field in our life. It's first how we start, we need to have perspective. When we have right perspective, and this is our decision, what we really want from the Torah, what we want from the Torah, how the Torah affect me. Torah is mean, first it comes to my stomach, same as food, it's come to my heart, is go and integrate in my blood and make me more strong physically, more strong spirituality and more happy. This is Torah. On the surface, first how Torah work. It's not only I make exercise to my IQ, to my brain. Torah first is not the brain. I'm a Rabbi Akiva was genius, superstar. We not have one Dvar Torah what left, one Dvar Torah for second, for minute, for half minute. For all these 24,000 students, many of them was Tanaim. Because if the Torah don't come to the heart, it's finished. Torah is other study, what people learn. This is not Torah Chaim, it's not Torah. Ve'er enenu b'toratecha, this is not, v'atim adakim ha'shem ha'chem ha'chem kulchem ha'yom. His first step is to understand our perspective, need to bring us to feel Torah is life. Life is not only the sticker, life is mean exactly how we eat, exactly how we drink, exactly how we take vitamins, exactly how we, people take antibiotics, medicine. This is Torah number one. Now, after we have this kind, perspective about Torah, we start to walk. And when we start to walk, we need to understand that Jewish life is to have circle. To have circle is mean, what does it mean to have circle? To close the circle completely. To close the circle completely. It cannot happen in one day. But we believe about, we can understand later in our life, sometimes quick, sometimes late, what we do is right, and we go with this emunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show to us how everything is come one clear picture about our life. And to understand, this we learn from Rabbi Akiva, what learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai from Rabbi Akiva. Difficult is not reason to give up. Difficult time is reason to understand we can pass this. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu never give any challenge to anyone in any field in life if you cannot pass the challenge. And we take this when we in the yeshiva. And the years what we can grow tremendously. This is the years between 18, 17, until 25, 26, what we not have so much responsibility, we can focusing about our Avodat Hashem, this is going to affect all our life in the future. How go to raise our children, how we behave in our family, in other people, and how we integrate our Torah to everyone. We take this in this way, בסייעתא דשמיא, ובלב אלעד ברכה, הקדוש ברוך הוא יפלפל עוד משאלות ליבנו לטובה, ונזכה באמת. These days, what we walk to Kabbalat HaTorah, to get the Torah. And one more point, Hazal come and teach us, we need to stay in Egypt 260 years. Moshe Rabbeinu, Sar Lirot, is meaning move from the right way, is mean this is Remes Ha'arizal saying, we need to stay in Egypt 260 years. But bottom line, we stay 210 years. Why we stay 210 years? The reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu dropped 50 years of Avodat Parech, only because we travel to our Sinai 50 days. We not learn Torah, we only travel. We really want, we have the Ratzon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dropped 50 years. And every time we say in the Torah, Seir Izim Echad Lechata, except in Shavuot, Seir Izim Lechaper Alechem. Why we don't say Seir Izim Echad Lechata? We don't say Seir Izim Echad Lechata, because Chazal came and says to Yerushalmi, Kevan, Shekibaltem Al Atzmechem Ol Torah, Ma'aleh Ani Alechem, Kilo Lechatatem Eichem. When we get all Torah, when we accept the Torah, we only learn Torah, we accept the Torah, we really want to learn Torah, because we will delete all our sins, because we will give us red carpet to grow in Torah, to grow in mitzvot, to grow in midot, and to take this with us for all the life. When we have this kind of perspective, as Besiyata Dishmaya, we have a lot of bracha, and no question, because we will fulfill all our mishalot, libeno letovah. And this is, these tips is, when you take this with you, you will see happy life, succeed life, and every goal, what we will put in front of our eyes, will can just this goal. The Kadosh Baruch Hu will give to everyone אלת ברכה, נשיאתא דשמיא, הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא את כל משאלות ליבנו לטובה וברכה ובריאות ונשיאתא דשמיא גדולה. תודה רבה. זה היה אומנם באנגלית, אבל חשוב שכל בן תורה שגם לא מבין עברית ישמע את הדברים האלה באנגלית, ולמרות שאנגלית היא לא אנגלית מעולה, אבל אפשר להבין בדיוק מה שאנחנו לומדים, וכל אחד ייקח את זה איתו, חי ככה ליבו, ואז נזכה באמת להרבה ברכה, סייעתא דשמיא, שנוכל למלא את כל משאלות ליבנו לטובה, לבריאות, לברכה ולשמחה.